This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call it like you see it. He's playing terrible.
Everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sometimes. So, 49ers have a game this weekend against the Packers. Lambeau Field.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything more than Lambeau Field. People get excited.
The frozen tundra.
You think Steve Kerr's an idiot?
Hell no.
Exactly. So, this is why Willard and Dibbs conduct, you know, I'd put him in the top three of all the shows in terms of conducting interviews on this station. And they had Steve Kerr on yesterday. And Willard was on to something. He asked Steve Kerr about what happens when a team goes deep into the playoffs year after year after year, like the Niners have, and also like the Warriors have. Listen to Steve. Yes. Am I okay? Oh, he's not listening. Listen to what Steve Kerr said about it.
I want to be clear that I'm not talking about the Niners because I don't know,
sure,
you know, what the vibe is in the building. But I can say from experience that, you know, you have a run like this that lasts, you know, 6-7 years. It is exhausting. There's no question. And, you're climbing the mountaintop and, you know, trying to get there year after year. And you get there and then you got to start all over again. And it's not easy. This stuff, you know, this stuff is so competitive. Everybody's gearing for you, man. It's tough. So we've been there, and we understand that kind of emotional wear and tear for sure.
And let me follow up by saying, Evan, if you would like to take a victory lap, feel free. And the reason is because yesterday we were doing a show, and we tailored it around what's going on with the Niners. If I were to ask you that question, what's going on with the Niners?
Mm-hmm.
And I said they're not together. And Evan said, they look exhausted. And what did Steve Kerr just say? It's exhausting. Well done, Evan. Well done.
Just give him like 20 minutes and then you can reset it again.
Oh, I love it. Well, life's exhausting, Stoney. That's no excuse not to get it done.
I think it's not an excuse, but it's a reason.
Or the offense is stale because they've caught up with the coach and his plays. That can happen.
Okay.
Many guys from the Athletic, the Chronicle, all the men and women that cover this team and do a phenomenal job. Again, you're going to laugh. Go to training camp day after day. Our Carter Chickering. Oh, Debo looks fresh. He looks fresh. This is going to be like, it's not just that. That's some of it. All seasons are long and they get monotonous, but come on, man. This is about the team not playing up to its standards. And Kyle Shanahan right now, to me, is the biggest culprit. I feel like now his inability to change on the fly is making Debo look bummish.
Oh my gosh.
I'm being real.
I would love to play for Guru.
No, you hold on. This is how you took an L.
We know you stink, but we're just going to keep playing.
You sat here and called me a jackass.
No, I never did that.
I know, but I felt like it. But I told you Kittle could do a lot. And you don't never want to just give me my love and flowers. I didn't say he was Gronk. I said he's better than they're using him. And now all of a sudden, he's the best thing they got going. But well, why in the hell didn't he have a bigger role in the passing game a couple years ago? What? You might have a Super Bowl. It's okay, people, to think that way. And Kyle, for whatever reason, wanted to hold him back and felt like he needed to block. Well, that didn't get you a Super Bowl. Now you're losing games and people want to tell me what I've known 2 years ago. 85 is a mismatch and a badass dude. I think Kyle is fried upstairs and is stale and he needs help. They got the personnel.
No, they don't.
And now, my guy, number one, we're all questioning Debo. He's better than this.
Hey,
Kyle's got to look within.
Hey, Goo, you know
I'm being real. Yeah, it just hit me. The Holy Ghost, yeah. Evan.
You know what's funny? They did use Kittle a lot.
Possibly.
A couple weeks ago, and he got hurt. He got hurt.
Now, Saudi, that's low, man.
That might be low, but that's the bottom line.
It's just...
He got hurt. He missed a game after his real good game, his great game.
He's got to change something.
Evan, you were going to jump in, but now I am speechless.
I think Debo's the most damning one because he is the player that was highly touted as being in perfect shape and ready to have a good year, and he's in a contract year. Like he has every reason to perform at the highest possible level, and he's actually having a worse year statistically than last season, in which he wasn't very good. He's getting like 3 catches a game. 30-something yards. He hasn't had a touchdown or more than 1 touchdown since week 1.
Incredible.
Gosh.
I mean, it's pretty damning. And so, yes, sure, some of that could be Shanahan. I'm not poo-pooing that. But everything was working for him this offseason, and he still has been bad. I feel like that's got to be on number one somehow.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not, Evan, but at this point, you gotta question everything, right?
Oh boy!
What we got?
Nothing. No. Don't look at the text line.
I'm getting some love. I didn't do it out of love.
Well, you're not going down far enough.
Read it. You're an open book.
So you just scoff at the exhaustion that they're exhausted.
Oh no! Come on.
Do you or don't you?
Kansas City's done it.
Well, what about
Kansas
this?
Kansas City's done it.
650 says, "Goo, you get exhausted on Thursdays."
That yesterday was Tuesday. Take that. Hey, Guru, don't tell Guru he can play the sound. I couldn't sleep. That hurt me. Evan, the cadence of how you said it.
There's a lot
like
of buttons.
You've been hiding something from me.
There's a lot of buttons over there. You're looking at them right now.
I got you.
Just don't click on them.
But see, this is what
that
I mean.
Made me halfway, if you though,
no, if you no, I won't. And here's why.
Okay.
If you truly believe everything you just said, then why do you want him to still coach?
Because it's fixable. Like, I'm not... he shouldn't be fired. Like, I'm not that dude,
shouldn't
Stoney.
Be fired. Keep him on the job so we can just rip him
wall.
Week
but
after week.
But I'm talking
week.
About a tweak. I'm talking about why, of all the Monday morning quarterbacks, listen, we could go play pole-to-pole. That used to be our version of football in Union City. I don't care if your receiver is Daffy Duck. You can throw a go route. They have a helmet and
they
pants.
Can.
And hopefully...
Here you go. We'll go to Mystic in San Francisco.
I think he's with me.
Hey, oh, no, he is. That's why I'm putting him on, because you sometimes accuse me of only putting on people who agree with me. Let's go out to Mystic in the city. It says Guru is right. Mystic in the city. Mystic in the city. What's up, Mystic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, guys. Hey, Guru's right on this. It's not, but he's wrong at the same time. It's not a scheme issue. It's a personnel issue. And that falls directly on Shanahan. So, you drafted Debo Samuel. But Debo Samuel, coming out of college, was a tweener. Wasn't really a running back. Wasn't really a receiver. Didn't have the body for running back. Didn't have the hands or route running for receiver. But you drafted him anyway, and you made him a receiver. Now that he's not able to produce like a top receiver, this is your fault. Not only that, he hasn't gotten better. He came into the league doing one thing, and he's basically been doing the same thing that he did in college. He hasn't gotten any better. And then also, you paid him as a free agent. So you compounded that mistake. Also, look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's probably the worst quarterback in their own division. Each of the last games that they played against division teams, those opposing quarterbacks made big-time plays at the end of the game to win, sometimes going off script. Something that Brock Purdy's not capable of doing. So I'm...
Yeah, you...
We had to win.
You, we had win problems. We had win problems there.
I mean, at the point that you signed Debo and he earned his title, we've seen him play on some of the biggest games. I want to just, it's bigger than just Debo, but I don't think he's a nothing burger. But that's what he's doing. And I got to say this, I felt some type of way with the Pepper situation. I'm like, maybe Kittle should have grabbed his throat. But you need to worry about putting up numbers, and you feel like you want
to
be.
I'm talking about Debo. Why does he have to worry about putting up numbers? Maybe that's the problem. He's only worried about numbers.
No, I was like, you're policing everybody else. You need somebody doing that to you is my point. Debo was the last person that should have been in anybody's face.
Well,
and if you're right, the scale, I know it's not for today. This thing is just about, you know what, Goo, you're mentally fried. Sometimes it's not your year, and it has some characteristics of that. But, Steiny, if you're telling me guys have gotten older fast and in a hurry, then this thing is,
let me ask you a hypothetical.
It's not an easy fix.
Here's a hypothetical. Let's say this thing goes to hell in a handbasket. And Shanahan gets fired. And, of course, Mike McCarthy's getting fired.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fired. Would you take Kyle Shanahan? This is what I mean. This is the double standard.
And Dallas would be Kansas City.
So he's good enough for the Cowboys, but not the Niners.
But you set me up. Steiny, this could go to hell in the handbasket this year, and you bring his ass back. He's earned that. But if you're telling me he's not going to evolve his offense or grow, then what are we doing here? And I really believe, Guru, you don't watch the games again. I do. If it's the O-line, then what's the difference in this O-line with Pooney, who's been excellent, than last year's O-line?
Okay.
There was a weakness, but it was a weakness that still got you to the last game with a 10-point lead. Like, that's what I need somebody to break down for me. Baldy said the team is slow in his eyes. This was a couple weeks ago. That means everything. So that's bigger than just...
Goo, first of all, George Kittle's he's going to play Sunday. He's practicing today.
You.
He's going to play.
Bosa?
I don't know about Bosa.
I don't think
yet.
He is.
Possibly.
But this is the other... First of all, Trent got old.
Now that...
He got old!
I'm not arguing
that. Okay, that's your most important offensive lineman.
Okay, go ahead.
And here's the other thing.
Because that's your left tackle for next year.
This is what I was kind of telling Dibley, and I'm taking a little bit of liberty, but not a lot. You think the 49ers are championship level?
I do.
Okay, then explain to me how six rookies are playing a lot on this team.
Injuries.
Right. So don't you think when the six rookies are playing a lot, those aren't quite championship level teams?
But how many of those are on the offensive side of
Pooney.
The ball?
They're starting
that's
a rookie.
One
right.
out of 11.
But like, you want to go down the list. Garendo has played this year.
All right.
has played this
and,
year.
And
Renardo Green has played this year. Cowing has played this year. There's one other guy. Ricky Pearsall has played this year. There's a difference between championship players and guys as rookies who are just trying to come in and fit and do the best they can.
So do you have
I'm sure Pooney's having a great year for a rookie. Right. I don't know what kind of year he's having if he's compared to other elite offensive linemen.
But whatever he's done on my metrics, Donnie, doesn't stand next to the fall off that we've seen from Trent.
Okay.
Like, they're, you know what I mean? So I'm giving you that.
They let Trent walk all over him. Mm. They did.
Well, let's put it right on the table because I do believe this. Do you have a problem? And again, they're 5-5. Let's just say the season stopped today. I get it. Do you have a problem with somebody saying injuries have just ravaged their season?
I don't.
That's 95% of what we're seeing.
I would think that after 7 years of working with me, you would know me by now to know that I would never say it's all one thing.
Mm.
It's a million different things. And part of it may be Kyle Shanahan. I'm not saying he has no responsibility or accountability in this. But what I'm saying is, I do look at it this way. Okay, you start the season, no McCaffrey. All right, then what happened? Ayuk was no factor this year, even when he was on the field. One good game. Okay, one good game.
Yeah.
I get it. One good game. What does that get you? So now you lose Ayuk. Pearsall, he comes in the middle of the year. They got to get him. That Jennings misses a game. Kittle misses a game. Debo misses a game. It's like all that stuff adds up in my mind.
All right.
They have had no cohesion. So, yes, the guys in and out of the lineup have affected this team negatively. Now, is that the reason Purdy has taken a step back? Probably it has something to do with it. But is Purdy taking a step back without all those other factors? Maybe he has. Why is Purdy running so much? To me, that tells me the offensive line has taken a step back, and he's feeling too much pressure. The defensive line, you know, we talked a lot about before the season ever started whether they could stop the run. They're not able to stop the run. It's not just one thing, and that's why I think some 49er fans are struggling with the thought that they can just turn it around. Because it's hard to turn around seven different things that haven't been clicking for you.
Mm, I hear you. And there's not one thing I just totally disagree with you with. But, Scotty, I think you know me.
What do you totally disagree
with? No, I don't. Everything you said is valid. I just think you want to put me, because there are fans out there that feel like the corner you're trying to place me in, that I want Kyle fired.
No, I'm just messing around.
Stoney, but I want him to improve. I really think they've caught up with at what he's trying to do.
Okay,
not all of it. And what did you say? Against the Rams, he calls a great play. Brock Purdy makes a great throw. Bell drops it. Like, he can't do everything.
But, in fairness, maybe that is a function of them and their injuries. Why was Ronnie Bell playing at that point in that game?
Well, he had a uniform and he drafted him.
Well, right. And you know what? You paid the price for having your sixth wide receiver on the field. It cost you.
Okay.
It cost you because it wasn't Pearsall or wasn't somebody else.
Am I doing too much if I just question the team's decision and I thought it was right at the time to say deuces to Armstead? And now all of a sudden you see,
it's easy to say now.
Okay, well.
But you know what?
But when you only do it when you see it happen.
But
if this was the number one defense in the league, I wouldn't say that. And I don't think I'm reaching.
But you didn't say it at the start of the season.
Right,
nobody said they're going to miss Armstead.
Because I thought they were deep enough,
okay,
and probably so did they.
They're not. Like, they're not. They're not deep enough, apparently. They're paying their top guys maybe too much.
And the crazy thing about this is when Hargrave was still up and going, we still were having questions.
Okay. So maybe their players are overrated and overpaid. They got old in a hurry. It could be all those things.
I do believe that happens in sports.
Or they'll get it together.
All right.
And they'll figure it out.
And that's what I'm betting. Like that $1,000 bet that you said, I would bet they're going to make the playoff. I don't believe in the Rams. Well, I believed in the Rams at the summit. Remember that. But I just, like, they play those teams again. But then you got some hard games starting this week with Green Bay. then you got Buffalo feeling good.
You know,
good.
You got, not every team gets to go to the playoffs every single year.
And
I mean, they're not good enough right now.
The Warriors last year. There's no doubt.
Okay.
But they got seven games left. Now, that's a long time.
It is. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they'll go 2-5 over the next seven. They might, if they keep playing this way. Look, they have. Here's the reason I. And again, I'll be honest with you too. Yeah. If I got to pick a team out of the West, I would still pick the Niners.
Okay, so I'm by myself.
But obviously, that changes with a loss to the Green Bay Packers. But I don't need to be first in saying the 49ers are done. Like, I don't need
and
to
nobody's
be first.
Saying that.
Well, there are a lot of people saying it, and they have a right to say it, yeah. Because this team, through 10 games, has not played one single, solitary, complete game, top to bottom, not one. Right. And when you see that over the course of 10 games, it's fair to say, well, they're more likely to be this team than a team that can flip a switch. So, yes, if you want to say the Niners are done, I think it's fair. I'm not ready to say that yet, but I don't need to be first about that.
All right.
And if they're done, you know, somebody can call in and say, I saw this at 3-3. They weren't going anywhere. Fine, I get it.
And to that point, what's the definition to you of making a run? Because a fan can feel like they're done, but we still got 7 weeks. You're right. They got to get
the play.
But they
win the
control
division.
That. It starts this Sunday.
Do.
So, again, it just boils down to how much confidence do you have in this team of finally saying enough's enough?
I have more confidence in the 49ers than any other team in the division, but that could certainly change in the next week or two.
And that's how I feel.
So, and that's the other thing. And I didn't even want to get into this. But I'm reading Matt Barrett. Oh, my God. Did he have a mailbag of mailbags yesterday?
Stop.
And
I got to check it out. Go ahead.
I love Barrows.
Give us something.
But he said something that I was like, whoa, I disagree with that. And it was a simple question. Do you still think Brock Purdy's going to get $60 million? And Barrows said, yes. The market is the market. And I say, whoa, Nelly.
But his, that
whoa,
reasoning.
Whoa, Nelly.
But that should have slowed
Why
you.
Why the hell is Brock Purdy going to reset the market? If they don't make the playoffs, does Brock Purdy still get to reset the market?
Who do you have?
I don't care who you have. Fine.
I'm still in the line for
fine.
You.
Then
what
you,
does it look like? Is
it looks
not,
like exactly like it's looked all year.
Stoddy, I think, yeah, man.
$60 million.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at the bums that are up there now on that
right.
list.
So do you want to, and I'm not saying, what if
you.
He's another bum?
But I don't think they're to that point to where, unless he just really fell off these last seven games.
Well, he's already fallen off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So,
but there's extenuating circumstances as to why he's fallen off. He didn't have McCaffrey for
okay,
eight
so
games.
He does. Okay, so
I'm
now
not,
you,
I'm not
okay,
right.
So now you're gonna pay him 60. But
what's your alternative? That's why he's
I don't know
more likely to get
you,
60.
You think Kyle doesn't have some stuff up his sleeve?
Well,
who knows? Maybe
he has some plays.
Maybe yeah. What's his name in Minnesota is a free agent.
So right now you
I
would
know.
Bet.
I would bet he's not getting $60 million.
Evan, what would you bet? And I'm not saying
That's
you're
all.
Wrong.
I have a bet with Steiny, so yes, I think he's going to get $60 million.
I do too. I like how he said reset the market.
Yeah. How does that feel now? Great statement, Jed. That was really smart. That was really smart.
But, does he get credit if he's right?
Yes, he does. Yeah, he can actually make that come true. There's no doubt about it.
But nobody will pick up the phone and call us and say he's played like a $60 million quarterback this year.
Yeah, and just because Dak Prescott's making 60 doesn't mean you got to pay Brock Purdy 60, because paying Dak Prescott what they're paying him is part of the problem. And whatever's
and
happening, whatever happens with Trevor Lawrence, he's now part of the problem.
Yes.
Okay, you better be damn sure.
But see, that's
damn sure.
Both those teams were damn sure they thought they were making the right decision. You don't know until you know.
Yeah, well.
But,
All I'm saying is I don't think he's going to get $60 million a year. I just don't.
And look at the production
absolutely...
of the lack of production from this offense as a whole through 10 games. How is anybody constitute getting 60? Well, I could use my own advice. Goo, talking third person. They didn't have McCaffrey for eight games. How much is that worth? Now, seriously, man, I'm not saying I know. It's got to mean something.
He's gonna not. He's not going to have McCaffrey in 2 years. So how are they going to figure that out? I mean, I do. Listen, I'm not a big hometown discount guy, but if I'm Brock Purdy,
you ain't doing.
I don't need to reset the market.
Okay, you ain't doing the Kuminga.
Hell no. Find an, you know, to like Mahomes. Okay, you know, everybody uses Dak. Oh, Dak's making 60. Guess what? Mahomes making 45.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know, I can just look at it and say, Mahomes making 45, Brock, guess what? Here's 35. Take it or leave it. You're not Mahomes. Now, they don't even have to do that because he's under contract. All right. We are coming up on the other side, which means it is crossover time. Hey, safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Expert technicians check fluids, tire pressure, wipers, lights, batteries, and more. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com, BayAreaOilChange.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.